Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 17 hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. We're doing that with our good friend Doug Barry, longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, Director of Communications and Publications at the U.S.-China Business Council. Tell us about the council, Doug.
Sure, Jim, but I just wanted to note the 72 million words that have been spoken on your show. I've spoken a very few of them, a small portion. Wouldn't you say that that constitutes information overload?
It probably does, but thank you for pointing that out to my audience, by the way.
and you have the perfect face for radio.
Like they didn't already know that. Hey, Doug, this is my show. I do the jokes here. So,
okay, fine. So my organization, membership organization, 46 years old, 253 members, most of them large U.S. corporations that have operations in China. And we advocate for them in both the Chinese capital of Beijing and here, Washington, D.C. And we assist them by providing a variety of services, including market research and insights into what's happening there.
Well, and the website. Go ahead and give us the website again, please.
Yeah, the website is www.uschinatrade.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. Doug, one of the things I want to wrap up our visit with is the area of the supply chain. And I think one of the things that your organization is going to be dealing with heavily, I hope that it will be. Maybe I'm just wishing this. I think the coronavirus has exposed the lack of redundancy of supply chain options. One of the ways that corporate America has been able to drive profit to the bottom line is to be very narrow in their supply chain options, just only going to the cheapest one, all wherever that was, largely in China in a lot of ways, but not as much maybe now as used to, as it was before. However, I believe going forward, more investors, more boards, more officers of companies are going to be responsible for having redundant supply chains. Maybe one thing comes from China, but an alternative that costs maybe a nickel more comes from France or comes from South Dakota or whatever. But that's one thing, is redundancy. The second thing I think that I think we're going to see more of, and this is going to be something China's going to have to reckon with. I see more hemispherization, not less globalization, but more North American hemispherization. What do you think?
Well, it's certainly possible. To the first point about the supply chain differentiation, I think we will be seeing some of that, and it's important that we do, especially for items that are produced abroad that we need here for national security purposes and health security purposes. So some pharmaceutical manufacturing will come back to the United States. Some production of personal protective equipment, PPE, will come back. But the idea that a lot more is going to come back and that it will result in all of this new employment for Americans is not going to happen, simply because the supply chains are such, and they have brought, you know, incredible value to, you know, the world consumers. That it just isn't going to happen to the degree that people think that it is. And that's okay, because, as I say, we've, you know, tremendous benefits for society through globalization. And even though it seems to have stopped at the moment and has gone a bit into reverse, I believe that we will continue to have these long supply chains for a variety of products for the future. And I think that's a good thing. What I think we have to do with the Chinese is find ways in which we can work together. We're going to be competitors. We're going to compete. But there are areas in which we should and ought to be working together, not only for our own benefit and for the people of our countries, but for the world. And that means we have to...
Am I naive, though, Doug? Am I naive in thinking that we're going to say to China, we're going to buy 25% less from you going forward because we're going to spend a nickel more from somewhere else? Am I naive in thinking that's going to happen quickly?
Yes, I think you are naive. I'm sorry to say.
Okay, I admit it. Maybe I am naive, but we'll watch that, and you'll be reporting on that, and one of us will be right in a year. Hey, Doug, thank you again for being here. Good job. Will you come back soon?
Of course, Jim. Thanks so
Doug
much.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, 100,000 comedians out of work, and we got Doug. he's our good friend. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.